The following program may contain content that your kids would love to hear, but you may not want them to.
Calling all D's.
The artist D has arrived.
Well, here we go. It's me, man whose name adorns the title of the show, and D, who rhymes with the man whose name rhymes with the show, and here we go. Watch your K plus 16. As soon as this is over, the Bard of Broadcasting and the artist D. And the list that will not be denied. In fact, even as we speak, who knows?
Late trying to get in.
Roll call for the Bone Garden in moments. Don't go away. To the ice cap, from Hamilton City, from Othello, and into every bordello, your local, I forgot the word for me, the who, no, I mean, who
are you?
The eternal question. Was there ever a guy who rang in the county square and said, hear you, the town crier?
The guy.
I'm the corpse crier. And along with me for the countless year. Da-dum, look at that. Wait a second. Check that mail. Maybe another one passing as we speak. But I like what you originally said. Well, you wrote something to me about the fact that, well, it's on the,
They're dropping like flies.
Well,
but you know, they're not.
No, yes, that's what I mean. This whole thing about dropping like flies, do flies drop when they fly and die?
It's a good question. Do they die in mid-flight?
I mean, I know they don't live long, but when you smack them, they die, but you'd smack anything flying, it would die.
I know I would.
We don't have a lot of time to discuss this. We do know one thing at the roll call from the Bone Garden, for those of you who have never heard this, the last Thursday of each year, since year one, the artist D and I have been here to give you a list, and the best list available on all the media everywhere, of those people who have passed away in this year, from January 1st until this very moment, and maybe more. I just want to say, once again, this is a caveat. We're not here to make fun. We're here to celebrate these people.
Never.
Yes, we're not here for jokes. We'll have personal comments if we have it, and maybe, who knows, stories or what have you, but there's a lot of people always, because we're going to go through the entire genre of celebrity, not just singers and dancers and artists and clowns and whatever. So here we go. We have no time to waste, but say this. What is this?
Contrary to popular belief, because everyone's saying it's going to be a longer show, or it should be a longer show, and that so many people have died, but I have read studies that have claimed and are proving no more people have died. It's just, the era that is now dying. So we're seeing a lot more of our people from TV and screen that we remember and that we love. And they're dying.
Yes, and I know what you're saying, and I agree with that, because there are so many people I don't have any kind of real contact with, and people have been saying the same thing to me. Oh my God, what a year. But you know, they said that years ago.
And we're the experts on this, because we've been doing this since year one, whenever that was.
Yeah, right.
And, you know, we always have a full list, and there's always people who were like, oh, really?
Yeah.
That's terrible.
Yeah, and there's one, since we started in January, most of your listeners are going to be conscious of the ones that recently happened, because there was a string of them at the end. There's always a string of them at the end anyway, but those will be in your mind. But, you know, we're going back to January. We're going to go through the whole year starting now.
With Dale Bumpers. Pull up to the bumper.
Why does that sound so familiar?
I'm not sure.
Wait a second. Where are you? Are you on
January?
Oh, yes, right. I didn't see the date. Hello. Dale Bumpers. Yes.
Nice to meet you. I'm the artist. Thank you.
Since, 50 years in the fish business, we still won't know how to swim. But anyway, Dale Bumpers died and started the whole thing rolling this year.
Absolutely. A former U.S. senator and Arkansas governor. He defended Bill Clinton during the impeachment trials. He is dead. He was 90. He was a Democrat. And he broke his hip.
Wait, that's how he died? We don't know.
Yes, he had Alzheimer's and he broke his hip.
He had broke his hip, but he did not know it was his hip.
Indeed, it was news to him.
Okay, well, good night, Dale, and thanks for starting off the show for us. We'll think of you always. Pat Harrington, who I knew long before there was a One Day at a Time. He got extremely lucky and picked up that part series. Yeah, but he was 86 when he died. But yeah, he'd been around for a long time. And if you look in movies here and there, you'll see he's always one of those guys trying to get a job, or he did weird kind of stand up in those days or what have you. Man, there you go. Now he's gone.
He was a character. Yes, and then someone we might remember, Natalie Cole. She was, famous.
Yeah, that was this year.
See, it was.
It's getting to this horrible point where, I know this is, I know this is true.
Every Bone Garden blends together.
No, she was 65. See?
Yes, she was.
I know, but I mean, it's getting to the point doing the show for me where.
Oh, that it's these people.
Yeah, not just, yeah, this is
era,
my,
that bracket.
Well, that, yeah, they were born, we were all born at that time. But, And they've left far too soon, as far as I'm concerned, as far as they're concerned.
Yeah. And that's what I'm seeing a lot of this list, and a lot of the people who are so upset this year. It's that era. It's your, I don't want to say that, but,
baby
because you'll
boomers?
Be around forever.
You mean the baby boomers, what you're saying?
That baby boomer era, yes. But I feel the same way, because I've always felt that way. People drop dead all the time, and they happen to be my age as well.
Yes.
No matter what age you are, right? You could find a whole lot of people dying, and it could really, really start to bother you. Believe me.
Her father.
Oh, no.
I remember when her father died. I remember watching the TV news in black and white, Singer Nat King Cole is dead from smoking 13 packs of cigarettes a day, So he
indeed, and she was. It was not expected. I think she just dropped.
And who would have thought at that time that she would become such a popular person? Here's the first one. Not a lot of people will know. Go,
Larry Gordon.
See,
nobody knew.
There was
he helped, and this is fantastic. He revolutionized surfing with the creation of the foam surfboard.
No surfboard would be foam without Larry Gordon. Polyurethane.
Yes.
Polyurethane boards were lighter and easier to ride. Okay. Making surfing accessible. The waves make surfing accessible. Well,
they do.
We don't condone anyone who's written this stuff. Next, I know this is more your, is this my generation or not?
Kind of 50-50.
He
flowed so much.
Yeah.
All.
Yeah. I don't understand a lot of, always. Here's what I'm going to say right now. We just wasted precious seconds in the roll call from the Bone Garden here at Dr. Old Chronicles. We're trying to get to December. And that is that You know, if we did this like in 1940, let's say we did the roll call of the Bone Gun. It was 1946. It was the end of 45.
Which I would have loved to be doing.
No, you'd be, wow, you'd be 70 now. If we were doing it then, right? We would have to do Adolf Hitler found dead in a bunker, right? Now we wouldn't say, the influence of Adolf. Let's talk. Would we be saying, I mean, would we even put him on the list? I mean, and yet every time you're going to get all of these people and iconic, and that's really a person. I think it's a personal thing. Obviously,
it is.
Obviously, it is. So many, artists and people, influence a lot of people, but not as many as, albums they sell or there's more audience than there are. So anyway, here's David Bowie.
Here's David Bowie. Speaking of David Bowie, we all know who David Bowie
that was
is. And we're still talking about him.
That was January. I don't even, that's beyond.
And that is the interesting thing with this year, and surely we'll see as the years go by.
The months go by.
I hate to break it to people, but people are going to continue to die. And that's what we're going to see is a lot of this, that they're so iconic, engraved in people's brains that we're still talking about David Bowie's death now. So we're going to see more of these people that they're just not going to leave us as easily as Larry Gordon.
Had this been 1876, maybe 1876 or 66, 1866, that was my old address. Had this been 1866, we would be telling you about Jim Bowie and the rest who died at the Alamo. But it's not.
Exactly.
It's David Bowie.
Indeed. And we would have reported it just as calmly as we do today.
Yes, yes.
He died at the Alamo. And who's next,
At the Alamo, it would be a Ziggy Stardust.
Adolf Hitler in the bunker and moving
right
along.
In the bunker with, maybe be in the, he's in the bunker with Bummer. No, what was his name? With the Bumper. Bumper in the bucket. In the bunker.
Ava by his side with his dog, Schnitzel. I forgot what his dog's name.
Alan Rickman, I knew. And the other day, he was in that Galaxy Quest movie, wasn't he?
You mean, Thanks for All the Fish, the Trek for the Galaxy, or The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy?
No, there was a movie called Galaxy Quest, because it was supposed to be a TV show, a cast of a TV show, and aliens come and get the cast and bring them to the future where they really have to, because they think they're real. I don't know this guy from a lot of movies, but I didn't see the...
He was in a lot of stuff you wouldn't want to see, like Harry Potter. I've never seen Harry Potter.
Oh, well, Die Hard.
Now, but he was in Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy. He played a depressed robot.
I never watched that movie because I couldn't read the book, so I said, I don't know if the movie would help.
Really?
I don't know much
about that someday. I read the book.
Yes, Tom Savino just yes, Alan Rickman was in Galaxy Quest. Thank you, Tom Savino.
Thank you, Tom.
Who, for those of you listening live and those of you who listen live like in the Carrie's show, Savino Veritas will be on as soon as we finish. So sit there, Tom. Yeah, we always end it anyway.
You'll get about 5 minutes or so.
Then last night, of course, I did a rare tweet and tweeted that it was good to see my good old friend Joe Walsh. With that thing around his neck, because last night they showed the Kennedy, no, and which one, was it the Kennedy Center ones? That horrible program where they cut all...
Oh,
them.
With that thing around, yeah. Mm-hmm.
He didn't die. Joe Walsh didn't die. I don't want to...
No, thank you.
Not Joe. But Glenn Frey couldn't make it because he died, strangely.
He did die. And he was a founding member of the Eagles.
Yeah.
I remember that. Hotel California.
Yeah, he was supposedly anal retentive... when it came to writing songs. The Eagles were weird because they used to get together and toss out ideas for songs. They wanted their songs to be perfect and everything had to be perfect. in their eyes. And so they got together and they'd have meetings and they'd sit and they'd run through lyrics and then one would give it to the next. They actually always all wrote them and who's going to sing them? We don't know. It was a little self-indulgent, if you ask me, but it doesn't mean he should die as early as he did. I'm not saying that. Always have to make apologies. He was only 67. Thank you. Another one. Oh no, don't tell me someone. No, it's Tom Savino. He's continually tweeting because, you know, he has 13 million followers.
He needs to tweet. Yeah. Absolutely. Because we need those 13 million listeners.
Finish up January for us.
January was finishing with David Margalis, who I thought I knew, but I didn't know. He worked on stage and screen, including roles in The Ghostbusters, The Sopranos. He was 78. He looks very familiar, kind of like one of those secondary guys in all the films, kind of like a Schneider character.
Yeah, I'd have to see him.
I saw him and I thought, that guy, but he wasn't that guy. He was a different guy.
There was a Mrs. Margulies who taught something. And now that I see the name, Mrs. Margulies, she's probably dead too. So let's say goodnight.
She said that much better than I. I was going Spanish on you with Margulies.
One of my, Margulies. Oh, really? No, I think it's Margulies, isn't it?
I think you're right. Yeah. You're right.
Because Mrs. Margulies, February, we start off with Maurice White. Not a lot of people know him, but we haven't even gotten out of the, we haven't had any famous chemists yet. Maurice White. I knew a lot about Earth, Wind, and Fire. It was one of those groups, though, where I didn't know. I originally, like on the Midnight Special, I went, you know, when I was working on there, I go, excuse me, who's Mr. Wind? Mr. Wind? Do you know Mr. I had no idea who these, I had no idea about these guys, but.
You didn't know which one was Earth, Wind, or Fire.
No, I didn't know any of their names. There's still a lot of groups like that for me. And this has nothing to do with my age. He was 74. Wait a second.
Yeah, it's a lot of those people around that time. I guess that's the baby boomer thing, right?
Yeah. But I don't know. I thought my lifespan had increased.
I thought so too, for all of our sakes. Absolutely.
In this little obit, I thought wealth was health. And I thought it said a bad health of euphoric. I got it all wrong.
It was a source of wealth of euphoric hits.
See, the early 80s, you know how people say things like the 60s got away from them? You know, I was in the 60s, but hey, man, I don't remember them, you know. And they say, yeah. Well, a lot of some of the 80s.
What happened to you?
Well, in this, it was cloudy in this area.
It was cloudy. Because that's what I was thinking as compiling and assisting with this process. All of the contributors and writers on Cotola Chronicles.
For all I know, I have a story about with Mr. Earth or Mr. Fire, but I don't remember that at all.
As I went through the list, I kept thinking that you may have more stories because these are the types of people that I think of that were wandering across the set when you happened to also be wandering across the set. However, you were cloudy.
Yeah, I was cloudy. I mean, a lot of it's cloudy. Not all of it. Some might pop up.
Well, that was, you know, most of the first half of my life. So.
Yes, that's right. Here's a horrible age. 41.
That is a horrible age for all of us. Dave Mira, he was a pro BMX biker. However, you know, consider the employment there. He held a record for most medals, but doesn't say how he died, but it was probably, you know, BMX bike rider related.
Well, yeah. I mean, people can die of...
Well, they can just die. Yeah. But we want to make it interesting for him.
Is it more interesting that he dies from in a dramatic way?
I'd rather die doing what I love.
Yeah, that's it's
fabulating.
It's the writers in this. Oh, look, here's Harper Lee.
Harper Lee, yes, Harper Lee. Novelist. If anyone doesn't know, they should be hit over the head with a book.
Go, set a watchman. Fight hell. He always said when I knew the phrase. You know, in the literary context, but it's like, you know, of all the phrases there are, you know, this is not one. I didn't read the book, so I don't know. Might fit perfectly, but this is not one I would. It took her, for those of you out there who are artists, it took her how many years? It took her 60 years to write a sequel to Kill a Mockingbird?
Yes, it did.
I have a story about To Kill a Mockingbird with Mr. Amster. And it was a book we had to read in, I don't know, was it sophomore in high school or something, right? I think sophomore in high school. Mr. Amster, who is a wonderful guy. And that's Amster without an H. And he's probably dead. But you know,
probably. Yes. And not on this list.
No, he's gone before that. Anyway, Mr. Amster, we had to read this book. It was one of the, you know, on the curriculum. In those days, it's on the curriculum. And I, and we were reading it, and everybody was going, oh, God, it's so great. No, cool. You know, and I went, this book stinks. I hate this book. Really? And so, and then I had to prove, you know, I had to be debating the entire class. Why do you hate this book? You know, it's about, you know, so.
I didn't appreciate To Kill a Mockingbird, and I've heard recently speaking with one of my co-hosts, Lola Jane, she was informing me that this had been banned from a lot of curriculums these days.
These days?
These days.
Huh.
These days, yeah, it's crazy.
I'm not laughing at her. You're R.I.P.
I didn't think you were.
R.I.P. Oh, Harper God. Lee. Someone plays Harper Lee in the movie Capote.
And does so well.
Yes, okay. And she may be still alive. They don't want to see that.
Probably.
And he's dead because the guy played Capote, but that was another list also.
Look, was a very good old
here's
list.
Here's an Egyptian fella who died. And I can't help it. I laughed at his name all my life. I knew it.
Absolutely.
It's like his parents loved his first name so much when they gave it to him. They gave it to him twice that he made it his middle name and his first name. You say it, please.
Boutros Ghali.
He was Egyptian.
Diplomat, yes.
It was the UN,
he
wasn't
did
it?
Things, yes.
That's why people remembered him. Of all the, if you ask people my age or what have you, you know, around that era, and you ask them who, name one, Secretary General of the UN. You know, and the one you remember is the one with the catchy name.
Yes, and I didn't really know what or who he was, but when you see the name, it's like, oh, that's that guy who did something governmentally.
Boutros. What do Boutros means? Ghali, of course, with an H.
Because I have to find out. Tom Savino, please tweet what Boutros means.
Find out, Tom, and why Boutros' middle name is Boutros. Or maybe the whole name is Boutros. Maybe they've been making it two words, and it's really Boutros.
Exactly. Could you imagine if you know, our mothers would name us, you know, Tom Savino?
In fact, Tom would be good. Now, and the Indians would probably name Tom.
And he would have been super celebrity by now if his name was Tom.
Tom Savino. Yeah, he would be. Not Frank. Frank is ridiculous. That's like, I just sound like I'm the guy who sells meat at a ball game. Anyway. Next.
That would have been your career.
Yes,
Frank
that would have
sells
been.
Franks at the ballpark.
Okay.
And he's very frank. Alfred E. Mann, a prolific entrepreneur, also no one has heard of, was over the course of seven decades founded 17 companies in fields ranging from aerospace to pharmaceuticals to medical devices. He did important things.
Yes, this was one of those guys who affects you, and no matter how much you love David Bowie or anyone else, like or Earth, Wind, and Fire. This guy knew the real Earth, Wind, and Fire, okay? He was 7 decades, he founded 17 companies that have to do with all this stuff that you see. Mark that down, everyone. Write it down in your notebook. Some of these mark down and go look them up.
There are so many here this year that you really need to get the notebook out for.
Then let's concentrate more on that. No, concentrate. Let's just move on. Why do you have 4 asterisks in front of George Kennedy?
Anyone with asterisks is people that I actually kind of remembered.
Oh, kind of remembered. You remember?
Kind of remembered. Because he was fantastic in a lot of things.
Yes, he was. And he won an Oscar for Cool Hand Luke and was indeed the main character of Cool Hand Luke.
It was one of those, you know, anyone who listens to our shows throughout the years will know that I have an affection for people from that era, but I know them because they were on like 80s sitcoms like Murder, She Wrote or Golden Girls, and he was in a lot of those.
Yes, he showed up. And he was also in all the Naked police stories.
Oh, yeah. That's said, the guy.
I said the naked police. The naked police.
Yes, the naked guy.
Yeah, he was in the naked. Yes, of course. He did. So he did comedy when they were all turning over into comedy, a lot of those guys. Now the next one, of course, is a great influence of mine and Tom Savino. Speaking of Tom Savino.
Yes, he's tweeting us right now. And you can tweet us, too, at Frank Cotolo or at The Artist D.
I will answer mine later, you can.
As will I. We move too fast.
Bob Elliott, a half of the comedy duo Bob and Ray. No, a lot of people will not remember Bob and Ray, but they will know that Chris Elliott is Bob's son. They'll probably know him because he's been in a number of contemporary movies and things. And is and wasn't half as funny as his, he's not half as funny. As and if he didn't admit that too, I would punch him in the face. Bob and Ray were, yes, I do get violent. People know. People who've listened to this show know.
All right.
Yeah, Bob and Ray. I think I might have done some shows about Bob and Ray. Bob and Ray, the other duo in New York radio. Well, Bob and Ray went national, and they were on Broadway. Bob and Ray had a show on Broadway. And the other duo, who no one ever talks about, when basically New York, was Klavan and Finch. Mm-hmm. One of these days I'll get Tom on the show. We'll do a Klavan and Finch show. Anyway, yeah, Elliot died peacefully Tuesday.
One of these Tuesdays. Okay, now I actually quoted that article that they really put peacefully in quotes, which makes me wonder.
They were very low key comics. They were very dry, low key comics, but hilarious. Before March comes in, here's someone I knew very well.
Charlie Tuna went out.
I wrote to his family and people and stuff because I knew Charlie was a wonderful guy. A lot of you guys don't know him, but when he syndicated his show, Charlie Tuna is the name. It's not his real name. Art Ferguson is his real name, and I'm glad you put that there. Art Ferguson was an announcer, and then he was when there were disc jockeys, and Wolfman Jack's company syndicated his show, so Art was always coming up, and we were talking and everything. And the thing about Art, he was one of those guys. He was a very white bread milk guy. Give him a couple of jokes now and then, but they'd have to be extremely clean, So he and I, we were doing all sorts of crazy stuff. He was very, very straight and everything, and had a real radio voice. But the thing that was, he was one of those guys with the toupee that just didn't fit right. What a shame. And I always wanted to say, take him aside and go, Art, everyone, you're not poor, you could come on. Because when people have those, when men, I don't know about women, although I've seen some bad wigs on women, you should go up. Someone should go up to these people. But nobody ever does.
And they should, because you've got money, Charlie. Yeah. Buy the toupee.
KHJ, and in the 60s, he went on to be a key player. It says launch Latter Day. Oh yeah, he was on K-Rock and Kiss, and he was syndicated at, kind of forgot that, at the corner of at the Taft Building, at the corner of Hollywood and Vine. Thank you very much. And I did Art. I did then Art. Okay, here's another guy I knew.
Fabulous. Oh, really? Frank Sinatra Jr. in March?
Yeah. I told, before he came out with this documentary, a great documentary was on HBO about his father. He went on to be the coordinator, museum head, the head of the museum of all his father's stuff, and they marketed it and licensed all his stuff. He cataloged all his movies and everything. But I would always tell people, one of the nicest guys I ever met, just running into for one reason or another, having to hang out or whatever with Frank Sinatra Jr.
Who, really?
Yeah, great guy. And he, it was a shame. I felt bad for him. And he wound up to do okay and everything, but he looked so much like Frank Sinatra. He talked like his father, looked like his father, and he sang like his father. So nobody wanted him. He couldn't get work because his father, Oh, wait. Tom just said something. What did he say? I'm glad my teacher colleagues. What would this be on? Oh, this would be on, also be on Skype? I don't know. Tom, I can't read that because I got D on the phone here.
We're doing a show.
Something, yeah.
Tweet us, goddamn.
Yeah, wait till you get your show on and we come on. Hey. Anyway, this I felt real bad for him because he wound up singing in, believe it or not, in 747 jets, Boeing 747 jets, because they they had a little cocktail lounge on the top, and this is where he was playing, and you know, and it was like such a, I mean, what else could the guy do? He was Frank Sinatra Jr., you know, and he was kidnapped once. We talked about that. There's a movie about that. Yes. And I forgot.
In his teens, yeah. Oh, it was at the Lake Tahoe. Yeah.
Yeah, so I was sorry about him too. And somewhere, I don't know where it was. See, today I would have that picture. There's a photo of Frank and I, but I don't know. You know, when there's no one of selfies, who know where that went?
Who knows?
Oh, and more.
But I'm glad that you remember him.
Thank me. Next. Good night, Frank. I'm going to say good night to everybody. That's what I'm going to do. Good night.
Absolutely. And you should. And here's one that I knew from growing up, dear to my heart, because I am a Reformed Catholic. No, I'm a recovering Catholic.
Yeah, right.
Mother Mary Angelica, who was on the television all the flipping time.
Oh, was that old lady?
The nun that sat in the chair and she talked forever.
Yeah. Amazing she found that much to say in all those years, isn't it?
Seriously, that's what I thought every time. She was like the only thing that was on in my grandparents' home when I was growing up. And she was a Catholic nun. She was pretty cool for a Catholic nun of that era as well. She was 92 when she died.
Oh, I thought she was 92 when she started.
And you'd think so, because you couldn't tell. No, when she died, she was like, she fell to pieces, like in front of our eyes, because she like just kept having these issues. By the time she died, she had an eye patch over her eye, and she was just like in tatters. But she was a Catholic nun. She started a TV station in a garage and then grew into this religious media giant. And she died on Easter Sunday. So, of course, the Catholics were like, oh, my God. It's a miracle.
The thing about her, and I think a lot of these types are gone, is that she was authentic. I'm not saying that her religion was, you know what I'm saying, right?
You're not saying religious is not a thing? Well,
she was
an authentic person, yes.
Yeah, she was, and I didn't know she started EWTN, which is still on my cable menu.
And that's how I kind of remember her, was thinking, because, you know, Catholics were terrible to me back in the day.
Me too.
It was a horrible thing. But when I watch this person, I'm like, well, she's not so bad. She seems really nice.
She's the only kind of person that would have understood the rapid changes of people throughout culture.
She would. She would have enjoyed our show.
Well, here's another guy I spent some time with in my life. And he died in, oh, Frank. Was this March?
Yes,
Frank, you could read
it's
it.
It's still in March, yes.
Yeah, no, it's still in March. George Martin, second from right. Oh, is that a picture of him with me? You put a caption in the obit.
Yes. Second to right of Paul McCartney and left of George Harrison is George Martin, and he's dead.
I spent some fun times with George in the Beverly Hills Hotel. And he did have a great sense of humor. He had a terrific sense of humor in Hollywood. And that account is somewhere, again, this is another thing, you know, had that ever gone online, that the story that I did, I was hired by a recording engineer and producer magazine to do an extensive interview with him. So I spent some time with him at breakfast and lunch and dinner. And there's some pictures of me frolicking in the garden. The Beverly Hills Hotel. And one where he actually grabbed me and hugged me. He was a cool guy. I remember the last time I saw him, I'm going out the door of his hotel room and I went, hey, don't be a stranger.
And that was it.
That was it. So
he
many
was
years.
A stranger ago. Ever since.
Well, you know, there was only an entire ocean between us. Otherwise, I'm sure we would have had some brews. And I don't think I went back to England after that anyway.
True.
Nancy Reagan died right after George.
You missed one.
she, who of course was in the Flying Leathernecks, I don't remember the name of the movie, with him, with her future husband, who literally had a leather neck when he left office.
True.
What was her name? Nancy Wilson? No, that was another. Oh. Nancy something, because her name, Nancy, she wasn't always Nancy Reagan. Because that's his second.
Davis was her.
Nancy Davis. It was her.
Nancy
yes.
Davis?
Yes.
Yeah.
The ex-president. The president. You're not supposed to say ex-president.
The former first lady or the.
Yeah.
A first lady. I guess you can't say former either. I don't know what you can say. No, we don't know.
She say no to drugs and she was,
She definitely said, oh my God, she said no to drugs.
Say no to drugs, say yes to life. And she was the driving force behind Reagan coming out and finally saying something about the AIDS epidemic. Now, you know.
Finally, yeah.
So she had them. Here's a, now where are we? We're at, next here in March.
Indeed we are.
Let's see, March, February, March. Oh, we'll have to speed up a bit. Go.
Just a bit. Fife, or I guess it's the kids these days. Fife dog or fief dog.
I don't know this person at all.
I don't know at all. Trailblazing hip hop group, really? A Tribe Called Quest. That's the name of it. In the late 1980s. Oh, so he's like, you know, back then, but I don't know him. He was a great childhood friend of Q-Tip.
So was I. The product, not the... Yeah.
Not the rapper. Only 45, though.
Yeah, rappers die young. Have you noticed that? Or is that just...
I have noticed that. I think it's a thing.
I think, you know, there was one point where I was going to change my name to Snoop Doggy Cotolo. When Snoop Dogg changed his name, at one point he changed his name. I said, hey, wait a second, Snoop Dogg is available now? Right? I mean, this time, I'd be Snoop Dogg Cotolo. Then he went back to being Snoop Dogg. Where did they get these? Did they look through medicine cabinet? I mean, Q-Tip? Who was the other one? There's a Crunch Bar? Not Crunch Bar.
Rice Krispies Treats.
Tea Bag?
Tea Bag, yes.
Beehive? I can think of them. Tell us about Ken Howard, you know. Ken Howard.
I do. He's another one of those guys, and he had that voice. Do you remember him? Do you know him? He's got that voice. He was in all these shows. He was in TV sitcoms since forever.
If I saw him, I would. I don't know him by name. Yeah, the White TV's White Shadow?
Yeah, they didn't really note a lot of good stuff in this obituary, but he was in Murder, She Wrote and Golden Girls and In the Heat of the Night. Do you remember The Heat of the Night?
Yes, I remember the movie more than I remember the show.
The show. I mean, he's been in stuff back to the 60s, actually. So he's just one of those bonanza, a lot of bonanzas.
Last night and lately, I don't do this for nostalgic reasons. I do it, believe it or not, to count the living people on the on the repeats of the Tonight Show with Johnny Carson, which they show on Ant TV, Antenna TV. And last night, I looked, there was Johnny Carson, dead, to his right, guest, Gary Shandling, who is our next one, dead.
Yes.
Next to him, Carrie Fisher, dead.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Next to him, Ed McMahon, dead. Dead. Oh, dead. And every night I watch this, and that's like, it's amazing. It's the Bone Garden every night.
It's every night. Oh, my God.
When you're 2 in the morning, I'm watching, I'm going, how could this be possible? I don't feel like these people, and they're all dead. Amazing. And Gary died in, that was a while ago
March.
Then.
That was in March as well, yes. And he was, you know, everyone should know him.
I think so, yeah. And then only, it's funny that, it's not funny, but I mean, it's one of those, it's strange that he does, not that strange that he comes up on the list, it's the list for this year. The point I'm trying to make here is that only the other day I read something and it says doctors finally release how Gary Shandling died. Was that the other day? Why the other? Yeah, apparently he had pain. He didn't feel well that week, and he had pains in his legs, and or one of his legs or whatever. And that pain turned out to be a blood clot that moved all the way up.
Lovely.
And then he called when he was having the attack. It was too late when they got there. But so if your legs hurt, see a doctor. If anything hurts you, how about that?
Well, while we worry the country, great.
Well,
just with everything.
You know,
everything else.
It's not age with me either. I mean, I'm less of a hypochondriac than I ever had been in my life. Less.
Well, that's crazy.
Yeah, yeah. And I've seen some. I got some almost dead miles on me. Not like her.
I'm still a very level hypochondriac. So hearing things like that makes me feel really comforted.
Yeah, you could. It could. Anyway.
You could just, yes, exactly. As we've learned, if anyone has learned anything that they should have known before, it's that you could die at any time. Any of us. Dead.
And then somebody's going, you know what? I don't think you and I could even make this list. Do you think so? I don't know. We could be a couple of asterisks.
One of us would have to be left.
Yeah, I know. another thing I saw again for the umpteenth time the other night, a wonderful movie called Paper Moon. With Tatum O'Neal and her father, Ryan O'Neal. Tatum, the youngest girl, or anyone, the youngest person to win an Academy Award of Best Actor, or any best, and just to win one, was her for that movie. And our next dead person, I can have next dead, the next person who passed was until Tatum won, was the youngest.
Patty Duke.
Yes.
At age 16, she won the Oscar.
She made The Miracle Worker, the movie. She was in the play also, and then she made them. You want to see a great performance, that's her. And meet Kathy, who's lived most everywhere, from Zanzibar to Berkeley Square. But Patty's only seen the sights you could see from Brooklyn Heights. I know. What a wild duet. But they're cousins. Identical cousins.
Identical flipping cousins. I hated that show.
Identical cousins? You know, the guy who played her father died this year too. And, I don't know if he's got to be on here somewhere. Yeah. The actor who played.
You'll have to look for him. Yeah. I hated that show. It was on all the time.
Yeah.
Cause of course I saw it in reruns and it was just terrible.
I saw it.
And the theme song and it stuck in your head.
Yeah, I know. It was terrible. Bill Rosendahl. Talk show host. The first open, is this really? Who, what was he? What show was that? We don't know.
A former talk show host. Yeah. He was more known for being the first openly gay man to serve on the Los Angeles City Council.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay. Openly. I don't know who the first openly gay person on Los Angeles television might have been. Openly.
Definitely not.
The key word here is openly.
Yeah, and I think he just had a really obscure show. One of those, PBS kind of talk shows, I believe.
Zaha.
I'm sure someone would correct me.
I moved on to it. He's a British architect, friends. You're not going to see, when you watch the Academy Awards, if you do, or you're watching Turner classic movies and they do those little things, you're not going to hear about
Zaha Hadid, which is another one you should write in your notebooks because you should look up what she did. She was an Iraqi-born British architect, but she designed one of many of the most beautiful, stunning buildings in the world, all over the place.
The contemporary art in Rome and the Bridge Pavilion in Zaragoza, Spain. You know, are there Italian steps in Spain or just Spanish steps in Italy? These are the things I think about while people are out there dying. She was only 65, Zaha. Mm. They should have named her twice. Zaha Hadid. That sounds better.
That would be fabulous.
We're into April. And here comes, go ahead for Joan,
yes,
baby.
Joni Lahrer, groundbreaking female wrestler known as China.
China.
And she was a model and she was a porn film actress and a bodybuilder.
She was later on in wrestling. I remember wrestling from Connecticut with guys like, Haystacks Calhoun and the Golden Boy, Bobby Russell, whatever his name. These really, really colorful, and black and white guy. I mean, you'd be colorful in black and white. You know,
you can definitely.
He used to be on every Tuesday or Sunday, whatever it was. My father and I used to watch wrestling from Danbury, Connecticut, or from somewhere else, Bristol, Connecticut, somewhere in Connecticut. But, and there were girls and they got women and they were, you know, they were really, I hate to say this, but you know, they weren't, but then, you know, when they had this WWF and WWE, so, you know, when they really started to be hot looking babes.
Yes, she started, you know, very, she was quite buff and quite, I guess homely would be the word to start out.
Oh, I don't remember.
Morphed into this very glamorous individual. I had an encounter with her in California once upon a time. She's a very sweet, sweet person. This is way after. Actually, she was on VH1's Surreal Life. Okay. And back in the early 2000s, and I saw her first on there because I wasn't really a WWF fan, although I knew of her from that time period. But I saw her on the VH1 show, and she was a wreck, I mean, to be honest, but a fabulous wreck. And she only became more fabulous, but she was really clearly a sensitive individual. She died of an overdose of a lot of stuff. And
a lot of legal
stuff, actually.
Oh, this stuff is great. Listen to this. We got to give you this cocktail ingredients for those of you who really.
Yes, please don't do this at home. If I ever had, I just don't know people. I mean, this is a total rabbit hole, but I cannot believe that people are this comfortable with taking this much stuff.
You know, it's like, at what point are you just too high to know what you're taking? How much higher can you get? In other words, you know, listen to this. And they don't even tell you what kind of alcohol. Overdose of alcohol with anxiety drug diazepam. Is that diazepam?
That is diazepam, yes.
Nordazepam, diazepam, painkillers, OxyContin. That's spelled wrong. And incorrectly, oxymorphine. And sleeping aid, where you take all this stuff to get high, and something to, you know, sleeping.
Yes. Yeah. Well, it's all downers, and then sleeping aid.
Well, tranquilizers have a boosting. They have something that keeps you awake, because otherwise, you know, go to sleep forever.
Right. That's correct.
Yeah. Because I knew a couple of the anesthesiologists who were only my friends because I could say anesthesiologist. And they would say things like, they would tell me all about that. And then of course I know how to drug, animals. But anyway, just something I learned. But I mean, you're going to have a temazepam after all that. I don't know. I guess there just comes a point where
there comes a point. I'm sure it's one of those, you know, that nothing works and you just got to keep pouring it on and you think everything's okay because you've probably been doing it for quite a while. And then you're just, oops, accidentally.
Do they even have to use the word overdose? Can't they just say died of alcohol combined with anxiety drugging? Right?
It is all of that. So yes, do not do that because she was a lovely person. She had a wonderful future, but just one
what
of
age
those,
is that?
Those troubled folks.
There's no age on here.
She was only, she was only in her 40s, I believe. She was born in 69.
Okay. Oh, okay. So she was, she's 19 years younger than
46. She was 46.
Wow. That's not good.
Yes, that's why she's fabulous, and it was just too bad. I know people who knew her personally, and it's so sad when artistic, wonderful people accidentally exit.
I don't like when anyone dies. Did I ever mention that? people I hate.
Surprisingly, those of us, the hosts of the Bone Garden, we really hate it when people die.
Yeah, I know. And anything we're doing is we're talking and we're talking and we're laughing life around all these situations. But, you know, ultimately, I feel terrible. And you can tell it in our voices. I'm talking to the audience now. You can tell it because when we go, oh, that one died. It's like we get a pain. Oh, that one died. We're remembering them. Oh, not that one. Yeah, okay, fine.
This is all about remembering and paying tribute is what this show is, always.
Maybe except for this guy. Speaking of Hitler.
Yes, Hans Dietrich Genscher.
Speaking of Hitler, no. Is he the longest-serving foreign minister? I've been watching the American.
Yeah, this is apparently a good guy.
Oh, okay. So I've been watching the American History Channel, the new Hitler series they have on, which is separated into part. It's amazing how many more things can we find out about this guy? So it was like chapter one, Hitler. The chapters are named like Hitler, the actor, Hitler, the monster, Hitler, the bachelor, right. Hitler, really, Hitler, the young Turk, whatever, crazy stuff. So this is a good guy. I'm sorry.
Right. He was the longest serving foreign minister. He brokered an end to a painful 40-year division of his homeland in 1990 and only after persevering for decades through the most tragic and destructive phases of Germany's 20th century. So he lived through the whole, Hitler thing.
A German native. Speaking of natives, how about
Joseph.
Medicine, okay. Not a medicine. What now? You know how Native Americans are named or used to be named, right?
Right.
Yeah. Medicine? What did he do? Come out of the tent and he saw a bottle of Mercurochrome? Well, how do you get a middle name like medicine? What does medicine mean? Tom? Tom. My middle name is the artist medicine D.
Yes, the artist medicine D. The artist oxycodone.
Acclaimed Native American historian. He was the last surviving war chief of Montana's Crow tribe. The Crows, I never, I never knew the Crows. I knew the Pawnees. I
hardly knew them.
And President Obama awarded him the Presidential Medal of Freedom. He was 102. Well, you got to give it to those guys, though.
He had some good stuff to say. People should Google him. Joseph Medicine Crow.
You're not going to forget that one. Joe, you know why? Because they didn't want people to call him Joe Crow. That's why.
That's exactly. They gave that,
hey, old, and then they go old. Hey, there's old Joe Crow. And then suddenly everybody's singing blues songs about him and folk tales or, ay, ay, ay. We should all live that long.
We should. We really, really should.
I did not remember at all that Merle Haggard died.
Me neither. But he was a legend of country music.
Yeah, he was I don't think so, but a lot of people do. Right. One of the guys I was never crazy about Merle and, I didn't know him, I might have met him once or twice, anyone who's known for, Okie from Muskogee, Merle? Merle wrote some up. You know what? I'm wrong, because Merle wrote some other songs. Merle wrote some historic songs.
He wrote a lot of songs.
I'm wrong about that, because I think he wrote 16 Tons. I think he wrote a couple of songs that other people did. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I'm thinking of someone else. I don't know. Someone named Randy. I don't know. Something or other. Anyway, Merle, sorry. But that's your worst song. Let's just say worst recording. Look up
that I can agree with. But yeah. I do think he wrote some good ones.
I think that's how he came about having his own songs. Let me just say quickly, because we're only in April. We're ending April here as we come up to the end of the first hour. This is Cotolo Chronicles roll call for the Bone Guard Y2K plus 16. And now this is where it gets interesting in the last hour. Now things are really going to start. I hate that word. Interesting.
Interesting.
This is where it starts rolling along. Roll call rolling. Here we go. You ready? Let's get through 3 months in the next 7 minutes. Go!
Okay. Fred Heyman. He was known as the godfather of Rodeo Drive. He was a serial entrepreneur. Wouldn't that be wonderful to be a serial entrepreneur?
Yeah, a serial entrepreneur.
He had eyes for trends and a nose for fragrances. Hospitality-driven approach to retail, and he helped shape the luxury landscape of Beverly Hills.
Fred Heyman. Heyman, Doris Roberts, who most people know. That's because it's this particular generation.
It is.
I know her for so many other things, and then she wound up,
Better things.
Yes, way better. Oh, do I hate this show.
I hate this show,
too. I hate the show, and I've talked about it, and I do it so well. But you, Doris, sorry, 90... That's pretty good.
Yeah, it is pretty good, Doris. You made it. Good night.
And then we all knew what happened to Prince.
We all know about Prince.
We all knew from the beginning. I heard this. I don't know if I mentioned it or not on the show, but I'm walking down a aisle in, Giant Supermarket.
I thought you were in Bookbusters.
No, I wasn't in Bookbusters. I was walking.
Spellbinders.
I was walking and this girl was just, she had her phone and she worked there and she was putting stuff on. She was putting Band-Aid boxes on the shelves and she's going, nobody cares. Apparently she was trying to tell everybody that he just died, when he died. And she's crying. She's standing there crying. Nobody cares. Nobody cares. The greatest prince is there. I went, you'll be okay. And I walked right by her. I didn't even know what she was talking about. Then someone said, Prince is dead. But believe me, the place did not break into tears. But, it is a shame because, even though I did not have any great connections to him, or I don't have one recording and I never even saw Purple Rain all the way through, but I'm sure it's, I know a lot of people went for him. So there you go. For a African American, he was definitely different than, like, him and Stevie Wonder were so different. African.
Yes, it was pretty cool.
They're more ingredients in their art.
There were a lot of ingredients in Prince, yes.
And then Steve Julian, the KPCC stalwart. What is that?
I don't know what that is. But he was a brisk and unflappable on-air presence, whatever he did.
From KPCC? Why? A weekly public? Public radio.
Yeah, your favorite.
Yeah. He was only 57. That was always a deadly age in my life. A lot of people I know died 57. Willie Williams, some here, they talk about parents with a sense of humor. Hey, let's call him William. Your last name, Williams. William Williams.
Well, he'd never forget it.
The first African American.
Yes.
Chief of police.
Chief.
In Los Angeles.
In Los Angeles.
I know. How come I don't? Well, 72, that would be after.
And during the tumultuous wake of the 92 riots.
Yeah, I was gone by then. It's May. Good night, Willie.
Good night, Willie. In May, we lost Madeleine LeBeau, a widely believed to be the last survivor of one of the cast of Casablanca.
Yeah, I don't want to go into Casablanca
We don't like Casablanca,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, you're right. I don't get it.
I don't get it either. I don't like it.
The other day I didn't remember that Morley Safer died. And here he is. Again. Not again. I mean, not again on August.
And that was sudden, too, because he was just doing his thing and then suddenly dead.
Yes, he seemed so alive at 84.
So alive until he was dead.
Well, at 84, you're just counting the wrinkles and he was sad, but he was speaking well and everything, you know?
He was. And then, oh, my God, Jan Crouch. Do you know this person?
78, Jan Crouch. Tell him who was Jan Crouch.
If she wasn't doing what she was doing, she'd probably be fabulous. The co-founder of the Trinity Broadcasting Network, a holy roller, Bible thumper, crazy televangelist, praise the Lord. She was, big hair, and she was like Tammy Faye 2.0, but probably not as much of a genuine human being as Tammy Faye was. She was just kind of strange, but everyone seemed to like her because she was such an over-the-top, crazy person. But I don't think she was a very good person.
They're endless entertainment for me, not for a long time, but like last night, when the Johnny Carson Tonight Show rerun ended, I switched around while I'm laying in bed, and there's a Popoff, televangelist Popoff. I forgot his first name. Peter Popoff. I know. Peter Popoff. Peter Popoff. This a grimy, greasy looking guy. He looks like a little imp from hell. And he's giving away miracle water, and I'm laughing. It's amazing. I'm, echoing off the walls. I am laughing. The miracle water. And all these planted people, and they show him at his, he's making cancer people. The tumors are falling out of their ears, and then they're crippled. They get up and they walk and they dance. They get up and dance. They throw the crutches down. God, he's hilarious. Peter Popoff. But anyway, Jan Crouch, one of those, and there's still plenty of Oh, well, Alan Young.
Wilbur.
See, that's it. There's another one. I saw Alan Young. I never met Alan Young, but I remember him from one thing, and that was a movie when I was a kid. A movie called Androcles and the Lion.
That's a good name. I don't know that one.
If you get a chance or Netflix it or something like that, it's a real corny old movie about a guy. It's the old story of the guy who takes the, finds a lion with a, you know, something in his paw.
Now give it to me this again. Okay. Who in the lion?
Okay, Androcles is this Roman. He's this Catholic Roman who's ready to go. And he's of the, this is when they threw Catholic Christians to the lions. And he helped this one lion, not when he was thrown to the lions, but he helped this one lion. And then, of course, later on, it turns out that's the lion that's supposed to eat him anyway, I remember him from that movie. Androcles and the Lion. I tell people, even people my own age, I say, Alan Young was Androcles, and they go, what? What was that? I don't know. God, I hate my generation. Sorry. And he was in a lot of other things too. Alan, you're gone. We're up to June.
But he was also Mr. Ed, in case anyone didn't catch the reference.
Oh, that's right.
He was in Mr. Ed. He was not Mr. Ed.
He was Mr. Ed's owner and trainer.
Yes, he was Mr. Ed's owner, Wilbur. Yeah. Get it? Yes.
I forgot who that voice, who did that voice.
I don't know.
It's, Tom says you sound a little hoarse. he's all right.
He is. Thank you, Tom.
Tom, right. June?
Muhammad Ali, which we've kind of forgotten, kind of.
Yes, kind of. I told my sons my Muhammad Ali story, and because they only vaguely knew him. You know what's great about a lot of this stuff when you have kids? Millennials. Yeah. I have millennials.
Right.
I have millennials.
You yes, you do. Oh, my God.
I have millennials. And it's great to tell them these stories because these people are like not – they're bigger phantoms to millennials than they were to people who never met them but just knew them through the media, right?
That's right.
And so the idea of me sitting next to Muhammad Ali, and I told him the story, and they laugh. That's my dad. But they believe me though. They know I'm not screwing with them.
They know this is not a Molotov memoir.
Yeah, right. And in a sense, it is. But just not. You know, there'd probably be more to it. But it is a hilarious. It's a funny story. I don't have to go into it now. I've told it 100 times. But the point is that I didn't acknowledge him. And it just, you know, a lot of these things were a lot of the people I met. Believe it or not, even though I was in the business, I met so many people just in regular everyday life. Unlike some people we know, I didn't take selfies or pictures, but, right. But I would just run into these people and I would never, I always refuse to be like, you know, if you're sitting next to if Muhammad Ali sits next to you, let me just tell you this very quickly, right? Anybody, especially in the 80s, if Muhammad Ali sat next to you at a counter in a restaurant, okay? At a counter in a restaurant, don't you think everybody knows? And who Muhammad Ali, that's Muhammad Ali, you know?
Right.
So, but what would anyone do? Oh my God, you're Muhammad Ali. They would tell him, he's Muhammad Ali. You're Muhammad Ali, right?
And he's aware. Yeah.
We said, and I'll just tell you this much. We said the same word to each other. I looked at him quietly. He looked at me, sat right next to me. And I went, and he went, hey. And I went, hey. Because it was like, hey.
And that's how it should be, exactly. And he knows who he is, and he wants to have a meal.
Yeah, and it was just, it was just a regular thing. I just treat him like a regular guy, you know? But I can't say enough about this guy that, you know, saved an entire industry. He was a great comedian, a smart guy, and he did everything, you know? So, and unlike, he didn't star in movies though. But you know, if you get a chance to see that movie, Will Smith did a very good job playing in the movie Ali.
Yes, he did.
Yeah, okay. Next.
Anton Yelchin, who people do know currently, or were, well, kind of currently. I guess he's still in the current Star Trek film.
See, I didn't know he died.
Yes, and he was, it doesn't even say who he was. Oh, Chekhov.
Chekhov
yes.
died.
He played Chekhov, but he's the young Chekhov. So,
don't
confuse people. No, he, like in the new Star Trek movie.
Oh, really? The guy from the new one?
Yes, because he got crushed by his own car. He was opening his gate in Los Angeles
or something.
And his Jeep rolled down the driveway and pushed him between his gate.
Not only did I not hear this, wow, what an insult to life.
Exactly. He was at the peak. He was just starting out to be a famous movie star in Hollywood, and he gets accidentally pinned between his brick post box pillar and security fence.
You see?
Because his Jeep rolls down the driveway.
Nothing. There's no circumstances, life itself, no respect and no loyalty to any status at all, right?
None.
Nothing.
Not at all.
You know, it's like if there is a person who's in control, like they said, like one of those guys in control, you know, today I have to figure out. I want that guy. It's bad enough if there's somebody in control, right? Some deity and says, I want that guy today up here, right? That's one thing. Then he goes to a committee. How are we going to get this one? They're all looking for different ways because they're bored. They just can't just drop dead.
And they're like, wouldn't it be hilarious?
Yeah, I got an idea.
This Jeep just rolls down the driveway. And they're like, that's never happened before.
Gosh darn, move on. Oh, I am so, you know, that's so terrible. Go
on.
It
is terrible.
Anne Morgan?
And then actress Anne Morgan Gilbert. She was like old school Dick Van Dyke Show, but she was also in The Nanny, the 90s Fran Drescher comedy.
Yeah, I didn't see many of those, but I don't remember her in Dick Van Dyke, but that's okay.
She played, for those who are, well, the I guess, I don't know, I guess it's probably news to the millennials, too. See, I'm getting old. she was Grandmother Yetta on The Nanny, and she was this fabulous old lady.
You know, until Debbie Reynolds died, I didn't know that she played Liberace's mother in that Candelabra movie about Liberace. Did you see that?
I did see that. I don't remember her in that.
Remember when his mother comes into town and he gives her a special slot machine and she, and then later on she, that was Debbie Reynolds.
Debbie Reynolds.
I didn't know that.
I don't think I realized that.
Yeah, I didn't either. It's amazing. You mean people have to die to give me information. It's horrible. It should not be that way. Okay, and you tell me about this guy, too, because now we're...
Oh, my God. Michu Mazaros, he played Alf. Literally, he was in the Alf costume.
And he did the voice, too?
He did not do the voice.
Oh, okay.
But this dude, he was actually a Hungarian actor and circus performer. He was 33 inches tall.
Woo.
Can you imagine being 33 inches tall?
I did not know anyone played that. I thought it was some kind of puppet.
That's why I had to make a note here for us that, oh my God, there was a little man in the Alf costume.
You know what?
I didn't know there was anybody in there.
Wouldn't it be, and it's not true, but this is like in my head. Here's how I'd make this Molotov memoir, right? I would make him, it says here, he was a Hungarian actor, circus performer, was shot dead at circus.
Of course you
Yeah, but I would. Yeah, right, because that was the two clowns shot dead. Wow, I did not know that. Isn't that something? That's amazing. Peter Schaefer is next. A British playwright. Oh, the guy who wrote Equus. Oh, is that gruesome. What a dark. Gruesome's the word, man. What a dark and dingy and, oh, disturbing. A lot of D's. I'm sorry. I don't mean that personally. The artist name.
Well, screw you two.
He wrote Amadeus.
He did.
Great play. Great
Oscars.
Great story. And Equus. Wow. 8 Oscars? No, Amadeus won 8 Oscars.
Yes, Amadeus won.
And him. I was going to say, like, he died trying to carry them home of a ruptious. Okay, next. Wow, I did not know his name. Peter Schaefer? Seems that there's still too many people I don't know. Go ahead.
Bill Cunningham is next. He was the iconic New York Times fashion photographer who you probably didn't know, who darted around New York on a humble bicycle to cover the style of high society, grand dames, and downtown punks.
Yeah.
He was 87. Sounds like a cool guy. You might want to look him up.
Yes. Yeah, Bill Cunningham. Look him up. See, we got a bunch here. Pat Summitt was one of the greatest basketball coaches of generation. Summit? Of any gender. Or generation.
Gender. It was a woman.
Oh, the woman lady. Yeah, I heard of her. That's it.
That's it. We're in July.
Dementia. Forced her early retirement?
That sucks.
Dementia? From basketball. July.
It wasn't interesting enough.
Yes, funny, huh? And so, yes, he's only 64. Dementia? I didn't think that set in. Who knows?
Well, you can have early onset. It's terrible.
Here's a hero or heroine of mine.
Elie Wiesel? Is it Wiesel?
Yeah, Wiesel.
Wiesel. Was a Nazi concentration camp survivor?
Yeah. Anyone. I knew two survivors. When I was a kid. And then later on, during, you know, any number of books or whatever, and, you know, exposure. Remember, when I was a kid, that was not that long ago. Right? I'm like 8 or 9 or 10, right? And the war's only what? It was a decade ago.
Wrapped up. Yeah. I mean, well, they talk about it now like it's barely over. So back then, it's absolutely.
Yeah. When I saw Schindler's List for the first time, I just broke down. Yeah. And anyone who got out of that is my hero or heroine. So Elie Wiesel, she won a Nobel Prize Elie, of peace, atonement, and human, I don't know what that means. Knight, his account of his year in death camps. Oh, there's something, and I don't even know if I could read that. I mean, it really turns my...
Yes, apparently one of the most powerful achievements in Holocaust literature. So yes, you would probably not want to read that.
Yeah, it's just like I never want to meet anybody who denies the Holocaust. I will punch that person in the face.
Sounds reasonable.
Yeah, okay. Gary Marshall was old. He died that same month.
He was old. He was married to, what's her name, Penny something?
He was Penny Marshall.
Penny Marshall, okay.
I thought, you know, for the longest time, I thought, no, she's not married. That's her father.
Oh, it's her father.
Yeah, it's her father. She's married to.
Yeah, who's she married?
She's married to the guy who does all those movies. Christopher, the guy who does all those movies like Best in Show and what's his name? Christopher.
Oh, right. Penny Marshall. Oh, that's right.
That's her husband.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. This is her father. And he's a runaway bride. He was he's had a lot of other stuff besides Happy Shirley and Laverne Days.
He was funny
on his own too.
I like him.
And Betsy Bloomingdale. Where's your bloomers, Betsy? That's a guys in Brooklyn. Guys would say that was a saying. They would drive by in cars. A girl would be walking on the street, and they considered her whether they considered her, you know, pretty or not. How's your bloomers, Betsy? And here's Betsy Bloomingdale.
Yes, the department store heir's widow for Bloomingdale's, a socialite and a philanthropist, and she hobnobbed. Clearly that's what she did.
Sure she did.
I don't want to judge because I don't know Betsy.
Yeah, okay.
But when I was looking at photos, she looked batshit crazy.
Really? Yeah, okay.
Like one of those that was just so socialite pampered throughout that she just kind of ended on this very crazed, I could just see her in Bloomingdale's just like snatching at racks. And
that's
things.
A very old family. You got to ask yourself, she's crazy, psychological, or incest? We have no idea. Molly Lowery was a pioneer in efforts to help people suffering from poverty. Lowery poverty. Amazing how some names just go with what they do. Addiction and mental illness. She
like
helped
people and their dogs.
Yeah, she helped them. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, she helped them move out of tents and cardboard boxes on Los Angeles sidewalks. And she was in supportive housing as opposed to the where they were living, which was
the unsupportive housing.
She was only 70. What did she do? She helped them move out. Where'd they go though? All right, get that box.
She had housing things. She's definitely one to, you know, remember, one of those people that did something for people that no one will know.
Yeah, but they make her sound like she's just clearing the streets. She's helping him move out. Get that, you don't need that bicycle. There's only half of it there. Get it off the street. How about Miss Cleo?
Oh my God, call me now. For your free reading. How'd I do? How'd I do?
Yuri, yeah, that's pretty good. That was pretty good. Yeah, cultural icon.
For the Psychic Readers Network, Pork Miss Clam. Oh, I like, when I looked into her, I liked her, like as a real person. She was so, so cool, and they kind of just roped her into this, and she did it for money. She was the Jamaican psychic with that replete with accent, and she used tarot cards, and she was on all the talk shows of the 90s, the Jenny Jones show and all that stuff. But they like scammed all these people. And of course, everyone blamed poor Miss Cleo because she was the figurehead, but she didn't really scam anybody. She was just, you know,
playing a role.
Playing a role. Yeah.
Because if she was real, she'd have known she was going to be on this list.
Exactly. She would have known.
Pete Fountain did not, as is rumored, spit streams of liquid from his mouth. He used that mouth to be a tremendous clarinetist with Benny Goodman and many other known for his impeccable Van Dyke. That's what we call it. Did you ever call it, what'd they call it? A goatee? We called it Van Dyke in the beatnik days.
More of a goatee these days, but yes, the Van Dyke.
Van Dyke, you know, so Van Dyke in, what did he do? Oh yeah, he was a featured soloist on the, this is how they, you know, don't even use the name Lawrence Welk. This guy was a really good musician. Lawrence Welk. What a nut job that guy must have been.
Yes, but and if I was a clarinetist, I would want my obituary to say, you know, he did wonderful things with his mouth. That's how I'd want it to start.
Yes. Absolutely. Yeah. I used Fountain actually to conjure that image. It did have, it had no connotations. Of course, everything has a connotation, as we all know.
Yes. And it led me everywhere.
Scott Folsom also died. And, that's right. If you thought, has something to do with the prison, you're right. Does he? No.
No.
No, he doesn't. I'm wrong.
If you thought so, you're wrong.
Yeah, wrong. Yeah, absolutely. He was he was a PTA member? How did this guy get on the list?
He was the face of the PTA in LA.
Wow.
And he served as the official and unofficial watchdog of the Los Angeles Unified School District. Wow. I have no idea why this man is on the list. I don't know where he's come from. Who let this man in?
I don't know, but it's good because no one else has him. Unlike.
No, definitely not, so there we go, folks. We have come through with our promise.
speaking of Yelp or whatever his name was, what was the name of that little fetch? What's the name of that little puppet?
Michu Alf, yes.
What was the name of that 33-year-old guy that played Alf? Alf.
The 33-inch guy.
Speaking of Alf, here's another little guy.
Kenny Baker, which you hear all about Carrie Fisher and all the other Star Wars people dying. Here we have the droid R2-D2, who was in the little droid man. He died in August. He was 81.
You could do the math and find out how old he was in the 70s. Yeah. I'm not doing
it. And he was 3'8".
Wow. So they, they probably had a casting call for that.
Absolutely. Right? They had a bunch of midgets. I'm sorry, that's not right, is it?
We're looking for someone 3'8". I know it's a tall order, but we want...
Well, back then they said we're looking for midgets. Today they couldn't say that.
Blue Note Records, the best known for his post-bop recordings. And let's face it, we all know we have a post-bop catalog in our homes. In the 1960s and 70s, inventive jazz vibraphonist. This is one for Tom Savino. Bobby Hutcherson, dead at 75.
What do you do? I play the vibraphone.
Vibraphone. Really? What size batteries does that take? Next. Next.
John McLaughlin. Next. He's a, speaking next. Of vibraphones, he's a conservative political commentator. He hosted a long-running weekly public television show, The McLaughlin Group.
And nobody.
As dry as it probably was.
Nobody did this imitation better than Dana Carvey, one of the most unheralded comedians of the whole Saturday Night Live history. Dana Carvey doing McLaughlin, you know. So the president says he will be or not be attacking Russia. Yes or no? That's a pretty good one right there, too. Here we go. President will pass the bill even if the Congress does not want it. Yes or no? Then he'd call, you know, whoever was on. You've ever seen the McLaughlin Group?
I have.
Okay, so then you know, and everybody else knows. And
was almost as good as my Miss Cleo.
So many people. He was 89, and he'd done the show up until very close to the end. And many people thought he died when he was 69 doing the show. He was sorry. He looked very bad. Okay, come on.
Sonia Reichel, known as the Queen of Knitwear. This one you won't get anywhere else either.
Right?
She became a fixture in Paris with her knitting in 1968. French president praised her as a pioneer who offered women freedom of movement with her knitting.
There's too many jokes there. We're going to move on. You know, being a championship knitter, I don't know how you fall into something like that, but Sonia is a name I love. I've been writing down female names I love. Really, they're making a list. I do think, you know, I just think of things, and because you never know when you want to use them.
And that, gentle listeners, will be out in February.
That's right. That will
Female Names I Love by Frank Cotola.
When I get around to that, we'll talk about that one too. But I'm going to put Sonia on the list because that's one of the lists. Go to the next one while I write this down.
You write that down. I'll go on to Gene Wilder, who we also slightly remember died this year. 2-time Oscar winner. He's been in everything. He was a fabulous guy. Willy Wonka, we'll remember him for. I'm sure you remember him for other things.
The guy who wrote Willy Wonka hated how that his character was portrayed by Gene Wilder.
I believe it. Yeah. I know this is a bad thing to say, but I never really enjoyed any Gene Wilder parts because I felt that I did not enjoy Gene Wilder.
Mm. I saw him first and thought he was in the original producers. That's where I thought he was great. Those movies he made with the guy who burned himself. That's a long story too. I forgot his name. The landmark comedian. Oh yeah, such a landmark. You don't even know his
sure.
name.
Yeah, well, anyway, I don't know either.
Anyway, I didn't like, and the movies that, you know, he got to be very big because he was doing stuff with Mel Brooks. The movies that he made on his own stunk to high heaven. He had a 4-picture deal. They let him make 3 and kicked them the hell out. They were horrible movies. Sherlock Holmes' younger brother, there's a couple of other ones. Terrible, terrible movies. The Rabbi Cowboy or something.
I mean, oh, my God.
Yeah, it was poor Gene, you know, but I loved him. And oh, wait a second. We have a late breaking death here.
Oh, no.
Yes, we do. This comes from Ray Cotolo. Longtime General Hospital, and we're going to jump ahead to December now, but this just happens. We get her in. Longtime General Hospital actress dies during roll call. Barbara Tarbuck. Do you know?
No.
Okay.
Tarbuck.
Well, she got on the list. Thank you, Ray.
I never liked General Hospital.
I didn't like, you know, I didn't, I watched it because the only thing on when I had walking pneumonia and they rented a TV that I could have in black and white TV that I could have in my room and I had to stay in my room. And this was all, it was the first week it was on. It was yes. And I watched it that first week.
Wow.
Along with other things. And I was sitting, you know, he's a prisoner of General Hospital, isn't that?
Prisoner of General, no, that never, it was too dry for me, never got caught on. She does look familiar. She was apparently on American Horror Story, but I don't recall.
I haven't seen that. And I don't, you know what?
You don't plan to.
Well, you know, I was thinking the other day about, you know, there's so many ways you could watch TV now. Hulu, Gulu, Dulu, Netflix, Dix, Flix.
That's right. Netflix, Netdix, yeah.
Yeah. That's a whole nother network. And,
I love that network.
But it's amazing. These commercials, I'm watching whatever channel I'm watching because they do some commercials and this thing comes up and it goes and it says, Legionnaire's Disease, final episode. This week, final episode. There's a legion, you know, it's like, what is it, you know? And they ask questions as if everybody have seen it, you know? Will he kill her or not? Final episode. You know how many shows there are now? It's unbelievable.
It's unbelievable.
And I don't know any of them. And then they tell me, I was binging Bones the other day. I just choked Bones. What?
You yes, were what? Yes. There's a show called binging.
Bones. I'm binging Bones. I couldn't binge. You know, these, I can't get through one episode. 99% of these things. And people are watching the entire episodes for like hours and hours and hours. Wow. Where does your life go? There's a great line in a movie, in the Indiana Jones and the Kingdom of the Crystal Skull, where the John Hurt says at one, how many lives have been wasted waiting?
True.
You know,
and that's what people are doing when they're binging Bones on Netflix.
What?
It's
I
huge.
Mean, how do you, I know, how do you, what a passive thing to do. Where is your life? Anyway, let's go to September because look, we're doing well.
We're doing very well.
Very
back
well.
To September. Yeah.
Okay, temperate. I'll you want
Jerry? You want it? You want it? What do you want
no,
to do?
No,
what
you, you do it. Well, you. I'll tell you what. We'll take you do three, and then I'll be color, and then I'll be color, and you do, and I'll color.
You color. I'll draw. Jerry Heller, the early manager.
Schmuck. Okay, go ahead.
Early manager of the NWA. That's some, you know, rap group.
Oh.
Listen to me, I sound very white.
Yeah,
was an important colorful personality in the emerging West Coast rap scene of the 80s. Heller was 75. He looked like a badass, and he probably was a very scary man.
You know, that's one of the reasons you and I clicked from the very beginning. We're both very white. You are very white.
Oh, thank you.
And I know I'm very white because yeah. I know I'm very white because I think the only person, and imagine, you know, somebody the worst possible, you know, the guy who died with the car thing we talked about there later.
One that got crushed. Yeah.
Well, there's a sorrier story. I don't know the man's name and I won't tell you, but once I was playing at a wedding, cause I was played with groups who used to play with weddings.
Right.
And I was doing Funky Broadway, which let's face it, this is not a white song. There's no way to make this. It's horrible. Yeah. Me trying to sing, a song like that, right? And, during the song, the bride's father who's dancing with the bride and having a wonderful time. And the last thing he will ever hear in his life is me singing Funky Broadway because he died right there. Just fell down. Yeah. And I just felt so bad. and it was like insult to injury. It's not bad enough that on stage with your daughter who's getting married, and there you are, you know, you're going to die. You're dying and you're hearing me sing Funky Broadway. And I'm making up half the words. You don't even get the real words. That's a cursed person. But anyway, I'm just saying you are white. You're very white too. There's nothing you could do. Wow. And that doesn't mean we're not saying anyone that we're,
you know, I'm going to have to take that and think about it.
We're not saying that we're white and we're white. We're proud. You know, I mean, there's nothing. We're just saying that there's something.
Another disclaimer.
Yeah, it's another one. Yeah. But there's something white, you know. Yeah. About us that, and I think there was a whiteness. I think, you know, whiteness. Anyway, go ahead.
God, that just went horribly wrong. We have bonded in our whiteness. We are very, that's like next year's promo is like, tune in, they're very white.
And it's funny because that's the color of the sheets for ghosts too.
Exactly. I was thinking about that as well for like an image.
Hey, look, Tom says very white died. 2013. I think he means Barry White. Very White died in 2003. By the way, that's a good time to just tell you quickly, if you're listening live, that Savino Veritas, the title you can never say without an accent, and Tom Savino, and a hilarious program and a hilarious guy and very socially minded, coming up right after this show.
Is he very white?
Tom is pretty white, yeah, cause he grew up, before I met him and he was playing rock and roll, he was in Brooklyn, a beach group, a group that played beach music. You talk about a bunch of white guys, you know, wore the stripe. They were called the Wave Riders. And they,
oh my God.
And they were, imagine that.
You want white people.
You want to talk white? Yeah, you want to talk white. Let's get going there.
That's right. And remember, you're listening to SRN1, the Aryan Network. Alexis Arquette also died. She was an American actor and a transgender individual. Listen to me now. I'm sounding very white. Underground cartoonist. I didn't know that. And an activist and a cabaret performer. Did you know Alexis Arquette? I mean, know of or
no,
anything?
No, I don't. No? Maybe if I saw a picture.
She's
I
an
would.
Arquette. Well, she's an Arquette brother, Arquette sister, Arquette brother, because she went back and forth in her transgenderisms.
She's not from the Arquettes, though. From the,
No, she is.
She's from the Arquette family.
Yeah, she's Patricia Arquette's sister and the brothers and the sisters and all that. Yes.
Whoa.
And Alexis Arquette was in several movies as a man and then as a woman. And then she was on television. I loved Alexis. That's why I'm going through it. But she was had a show about her transition, a reality show. And then I believe she transitioned back or something. That much is not really mentioned because transgender people hate to talk about people going back. But in her obituary, they said something about, you know, she was our brother, sister, brother.
No age here.
No age. She was in her 40s.
Okay.
And died of HIV, which was contracted 29 years earlier. So a survivor. Whoa, but, you know, eventually it catches up to the best of us.
Sure, that's why, I mean, I think Carrie Fisher talked and had talked, of course, and made a living talking about her drugs and whiskey and, you know, her liquor and everything like that. You know, that does play, that does catch, even if you quit for like, you know, 30 years, I could catch up with you. It does.
It still comes back.
It does bad things to the heart.
It does.
Okay. Did we miss Jerry Heller? No, we did him. Okay. And now here's a guy. Now this guy, an actor I've known from the 50s, Hugh O'Brien, played, everyone knows him. I think if you know him at all, you know him as he played Wyatt Earp. Looked in the worst possible. You know, he's like, this is like Hollywood Wyatt Earp all the way. If you're into histories, you know, Wyatt Earp. I remember the song, brave, courageous and bold. Long may his stories be told. But let me tell you something about Hugh O'Brien. Who was Rex Reed? Remember Rex Reed? Did you?
I do.
Yes. He was a celebrity reviewer and interviewer, Rex Reed. And he said once something that I found out to be true. Well, I'm not going to mention any names, although he did. He mentioned Hugh O'Brien. He said, you know, when you talk to the real big stars, they're always wonderful. They're like, they're seasoned. They're kind. They're polite. He said the egos are from the little nothing nobodies like you, O'Brien. He and the egos are like, you know, because these guys have to prove that they're great because they're not. And he mentioned two guys. He mentioned you, O'Brien, and Chuck Connors, who died also. Do you remember Chuck Connors, the rifleman? Do you remember that?
I do not.
Okay. Well, he's been in some movies and stuff anyway, but anyway. So that's a Hugh O'Brien. He did what? Long running youth leadership development organization. Okay. Big deal. I'm sorry he died though. He was 91. That's a pretty good age, you know. Go.
That's not bad. Absolutely. Phyllis Schlafly, known as the first lady of anti-feminism.
Ooh.
Was a political activist who galvanized grassroots conservatives to help defeat the Equal Rights Amendment and in ensuing decades effectively pushed the Republican Party to the right. Well, good riddance to you, Phyllis.
Wow, that why on earth would known as, how about known as the first lady? At least if he was the first man, you could say it was sexist.
Right.
First lady of anti-feminism.
That's interesting. This is like kind of our first like villain of the list.
Absolutely. Yeah. Well, look her up too. Let me spell that name for you. Schlafly. By the way, while we're spelling and telling things, if you people don't know this by now, go to theartistd.com for all the voluminous things the artist D is involved with. There's radio shows, there's books, there's pictures, there's paintings, there's t-shirts and everything else, right?
I am absolutely known for my voluminosity.
But don't try to get the famous now out of circulation perfume. That is, there's no way.
Who was true. That? There's
who? What was it again? Who was that? What was the name of that?
Good Judy.
That's right. Good Judy.
What's What's that smell? It's Good Judy. It's Psycho Sugar by Good Judy.
Good Judy.
Available only at theartistd.com, but no, you cannot get any.
There was a Good Judy artist. And,
these are the things that people just don't know about how rich our internet culture was.
I know, but I know there's just something about, well, you know, we're on internet radio. You know, you could see pictures of us here and there, but mostly when we broadcast, you don't see us, you know, that's it. But you can smell us if you
I bet I am the only still to this day internet celebrity of whom you could have smelled.
That's just okay. Where do you
need to make a note of this?
Yes. Yeah, and Good Judy,
something to put in my bio.
And good, and but don't go looking for it, and don't go unless you go to eBay. You think there's a couple of bottles on eBay somewhere?
Somebody's trying to hawk their Good Judy Psycho Sugar. I do still, the creator is still around. I could get him to,
what do
to
they
make
do?
Some for a high price. He makes candles now.
I still think you could have sold a lot more of those if you didn't take it as, well, we'll talk about that some other time. Okay, that's Phyllis Schlafly, and you can't smell the Lady Chablis.
Lady Chablis is dead.
Oh, I don't know. Oh, yes, yeah. Midnight in the Garden of, oh, okay.
Yeah, that one.
Yes,
yeah.
Yes. That's young.
Yes, died of pneumonia, which makes me think, you know, of an ulterior cause.
Savannah, wait, she was in, you lived in Savannah, because yes, that took place.
Savannah, Georgia. She was a transgender drag queen.
Because one of the first transgender porn stars was named Savannah. And she.
Thank you for that.
You didn't know that?
I didn't know that, no.
She died. I don't know how she died.
Oh, did she? Oh.
Yeah, she died a while ago. She was here a while ago.
Write,
anyway.
Write this down.
That's why all I right. got the Lady Chablis. These are all the things that people can, you can learn from this series. And we have, look, we got 25 more minutes left here.
Yeah, we've got plenty of time. Yeah. But really, Lady Chablis' death was what made me watch the movie, which is probably like a sin amongst my own kind, but I never heard of it before. And when I watched it, it was one of those, anytime you watch a movie that is in the 20th century for me, and it's so groundbreaking, and you're like, why didn't this change everyone when they saw it? Because it was so groundbreaking. I love that movie, and everyone should watch that.
It's a good movie and a good book, and you don't hear about it anymore. You don't even see that replayed a lot or at all. I don't see it replayed at all for all the
And for all the internet stuff we have, you know, you'd think that they'd push these old stuff back up to the top, but they just don't do those things.
Okay. Well, there you go. Oh, you can get 40. Look at this. Tom says you can get 40 Good Judy bottles for, wait a second. What is this? What? He's writing. You can get 40 Good Judy bottles for $12.50 on eBay.
Oh my God.
Yeah, but are they Good Judy? Artist D Good Judy's?
Probably.
Tom, give us that when you get a chance. Tell us that.
Yes.
He's there. Anyway, he's there working like a slave.
I adore Tom.
Isn't he great? Tom is great, man. Okay, so there you go. $12.50 each.
Wow.
But we don't know.
My scent was really quite fabulous.
He'll check. He goes, I'll check. Well, who else had Good Judy's? What? Tell us.
No, but I'm looking right now at the eBay page.
No, but you didn't know at the time who did, when Good Judy, who else had fragrances? Do you know?
No other person was ever made a fragrance.
So they just had fragrances.
They had a lot of fragrances. But he's right. There is some eBay Good Judy stuff. And looking at those bottles, that is the actual stuff. That's crazy that someone's actually.
And I said, yeah, I just brought it up because that's why not, right? That's exactly what I thought.
That is fabulous.
Except no fabulous ones.
No, I don't see my face anywhere. My face was on the bottle. Thank you.
So buy a Good Judy and then get a picture of you and then slap it on there. No, that wouldn't be it, right? Because they're all different types. What was yours again? Fruity?
Psycho Sugar. It was very fruity.
Imagine
that.
That's too easy. Herschel Gordon Lewis, the horror filmmaker. Where are we? In September? He said the Godfather of Gore directed such films, we'll call them movies, not films, as Blood Feast and 2000 Maniacs. These are the kind of movies that we talk about when Heather Drain is on the show.
Yes, these are the things you need to watch.
He pioneered the horror genre in the 60s, known as the splatter film. Well, we're going to have to talk about, we'll have to mention him too. She probably knows
Absolutely.
Him.
Absolutely. She probably knows all about Herschel.
Gabriel Amorth. Do you know Gabriel Amorth?
I do not, but he sounds like an interesting guy. He could tell us some stories about his Vatican exorcisms. He was a Roman Catholic priest.
If it has two L's, it's a girl. If it has one, Gabriel Amorth.
Yes, this is a man.
It's a man. Yes. A Roman Catholic helped promote the ritual of banishing the devil from people or places. Now remember this, he promoted the ritual. So after he's, you know, his promotion, what were his promotions, you know? Kid acting weird. Has he thrown the dog out of the fourth story window? I don't know. Well, Gabriel Amorth, look him up. There's probably something about him anyway.
Yes, text 666 of your cell phone.
It's your number. Okay, go. Who am I?
Agnes Nixon. She was the creative force behind One Life to Live and All My Children, and the soap operas that were before General Hospital, or, well, they were on before General Hospital. As far as the time slots, I think General Hospital was first. Anyway, Agnes Nixon, she was a pioneer of bringing serious social issues to daytime television, and she was 93.
Serious social issues like racism, serious, AIDS, serious, prostitution. I don't know if that fits. Right?
It is a little outside of the realm.
Isn't it? Yeah. It's a little outside of that. Social. It's a social issue. That's the world's oldest profession. I would not call that a social issue. And what, and Hattie, what's the difference between prostitution and, buying somebody a meal and then taking them home and sacking them?
Good question.
We could
do a show about that too.
Yeah. So we'll hold on to that for the, anyway, we're in October here with 20 minutes left. I think we're going to make this. I love this name. I'm sorry I did not name one of my boys Junko. Junko. Why was it Jack? I don't know if the ex would have ever won. Let's call him Junko Catolo. The kid will be, right?
He would have been divorced a lot sooner.
What's the last name? Pronounce it?
I'd say Tobai.
Tobai, okay. Yeah. The difference is $120. What does that mean? The difference is $120. I don't know what that means. Tom just wrote, for $12.50 on eBay, I'll check. And then the next thing you wrote was, the difference is $120. What does that mean?
I don't know.
Okay, well, he'll tell us.
Must have been something we said.
Okay. Oh, the difference of prostitution. That's what he said. Oh. I got it, Tom.
That's true. That's so true.
Right there. Ta-da. We don't even need a drum. A rim shot for that. A rim shot? Excuse me. Whoa. Man, oh, Manischewitz. Junko Tabai? Tabai?
Tabai is good with me.
First woman. It's a woman.
It was a woman, yes. But you could name anybody Junko.
Which is the name of your new book. The new book by the artist D. You can name anyone Junko. The first woman to climb Mount Everest.
Yes, 1975.
And in 1992, she returned to the bottom. No. She also became the first woman to complete the seven summits, reaching the highest peak of the seven continents.
She was very busy climbing for most of her life.
Wow. So there's one. That's one I would look up if I were you. Put it in your notebook. Here's another one, and I'm going to let D.
Oh, thanks. I was just looking at this thinking, I have no...
King, okay, King, I'll do it. King, let's do it together. King Mumabal.
Mumabal. More than 70 years on the throne, Mumabal was the world's longest reigning monarch at the time of his death. He is a descendant of, 700-year-old dynasty dynasty, was the great-grandson of King Mongkut. Of course he was. Mm. It was depicted in Rodgers and Hammerstein's The King and I.
Let it be written. Let it be. Oh, that was. No, that was. No. Yeah. Yeah. I was Yul Brynner.
Yes. That's right.
Whatever you do, don't
smoke. King Mumabal was 88 years old.
Whatever you do, don't smoke. Whatever you do. This is Yul Brynner. Last thing he did was a commercial. Whatever you do, don't smoke. And then he died of lung cancer. Now, you know, I think it's in November, Robert Vaughn died, and he's next on here, and a TV's a Man from U.N.C.L.E., but he was in a number of
movies. Fabulous, fabulous face.
Tons of movies. He was in Bullet with Steve McQueen, who, right. And that's a movie a lot of people should see or know. It's a groundbreaking movie, if you want to break ground or whatever. But the thing is that Robert Vaughn, one of the last things he did was a commercial for a lawyer group, attorney. Wickersham, something in Wickersham, right?
I remember that for some reason.
Well, you don't have to remember because apparently in his will it said, "Look, just keep running him," because he is in the middle of the night. It comes on and he goes, "Have you had an accident? Call Benz and Wickersham." Bomb, and there's not a lot of people who die and then they keep them on talking and promoting.
No, that's right. Yeah, he was super. Super fabulous.
Cool guy.
And another one of those, you know, serious, but yet timely people.
He was great value as an actor because he was much better than he did act. I mean, he probably could have done a whole bunch of other things, but that's life. Robert Mwajiga.
Mwajiga. 47.
A fisherman. We got a fisherman on the list. David Bowie and a fisherman.
Absolutely. He was a fisherman in the Kaela Beya region of Tanzania. That's all you need to know is Tanzania. He died. May I?
Yes, go.
Yes. He died after one of the live fish that he had caught flip-flopped and jumped into his mouth, squeezed itself down his throat, into his chest, and killed him.
47, this happened. Now, this is a common thing among people in their 50s, but really...
It happens all the time. Well,
see, you get on this list. Man became famous dying for that. This is the young man in the sea, not the old man in the sea.
This is why people, you've got to be careful. I mean, you're out there fishing. You just don't think this could happen to you.
There's a musical, a Broadway musical, or an episode of South Park in this guy.
I agree.
Okay.
They got to get this on television.
Speaking of weird looking people.
Talk about a waddle.
Yeah. Janet Reno died in November. We're in November, right?
We're in November, yes.
She was the first woman to serve as United States Attorney General in the beginning. Although she was in the beginning, in other words, when people saw her for the first time, an announcement, many of them thought it was a man or a transgender.
That's true.
Yeah. Janet Reno had very masculine type.
Very.
And she did a great impression of herself dancing on a Saturday Night Live, if you ever get a chance to see that rerun. Someone used to play her. I think Will Ferrell used to play her.
I think so.
And then she was actually on one.
Yeah, I never liked her at first, but as she grew on me.
Yeah, I don't know how to like or dislike people. I just don't know what they do? You know, I don't know. She was Attorney General and she was involved in that thing that happened forgot the name of the place, and it's right here.
Was that Waco?
Yeah, Waco, right. No, it doesn't say it here, right, Waco.
It doesn't say it, yeah. We really came up with that ourselves.
It's Waco.
Waco with, I was just talking about that, David Koresh.
Yes, that's his name, Waco.
And that's something you don't hear.
No, Waco's in Waco.
2016, you never hear someone say, you know, I was just talking about David Koresh the other day.
Yeah, it's like David Berkowitz.
Right.
His name has left the lexicon, unless you're someone who collects serial killer things, but you know, that's a whole nother story. Now, next, this is an interesting guy, and I hate the word interesting. I won't say interesting. This is a guy I never understood.
Believe me.
Anything about this guy, kind of like when, I forgot the other guy who died, I forgot his name. Who did on the color girl say da 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 da? Who was that guy? The guy from the banana, the purple banana. Da 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 da. Who was that guy? Well, you remember him? You should know him. He's
vaguely.
Boy, when he died, they said, "Oh, a great musician and a." I mean, I just can't understand that. I mean, so I don't want anybody to die.
No, not Tom Jones, right?
No.
No, he's not dead.
Tom will find it. And
yes, please.
but Leonard Cohen, I did not know he wrote Hallelujah, but okay, fine with me. It's fine. Okay, so he's the guy who wrote Hallelujah, and that's how I know him now. But aside from Suzanne, which is not even a song you sing, which was a hit for Noel Harrison, of all people. The son of Rex Harrison had a musical hit. And speaking of the man from Uncle, he was the guy, he was the male lead in The Girl from Uncle, which followed and had a brief life to it afterwards. Anyway, Leonard Cohen, I didn't get into it enough to say anything about Leonard Cohen. But boy, when he died, everyone just fell over. What the heck? And I probably knew, when I was a kid in Brooklyn, I probably bought Charlotte Russes from a guy in the Jewish bakery named Leonard Cohen, for all I know.
Probably.
A lot of Leonard Cohens out there.
Yeah, I never got into him, but the latest that he, because he put out something and then he died.
It was pretty good
because it was very, I liked it. It was troubled and raspy.
Well, yeah, he did say something I always remember. One thing he said, whenever there's no matter how well built a soul or a heart or a person, or anything is built, there's a crack in it. And in the crack, there's always a crack in it because that's what lets the light in.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, and that's it. I remember that. Yeah, and that's all I remember about him. And that was enough. What the hell do I have? Right? I mean, right. You know? Now, the next guy I knew a lot, and Tom will remember because we used to do some of his songs when we were a regular top 40 band.
You knew Leon Russell?
I knew him. I knew the guy. I knew a guy who was very close to him, but I never met Leon. But Tom and I used to do, Delta Lady was a big number that we did. But we knew it from him, not from Joe Cocker, because Joe Cocker did a thing. But Leon Russell wrote all these songs and came out and, you know, whatever. But he had been, before that, he had been one of those top studio musicians. And he appears on records, to hit records everyone knows, but thinks it's the real band. You know,
right.
He was just one of those guys, and he wrote a lot of good songs before he became that. And he was 74. I thought he was old. He always looked older. In fact, let me tell you something that's very interesting. I hate the word interesting, not interesting, but I went to see Leon Russell at the, that very famous, the Bill Graham's place there in downtown. I forgot the name of it. You know, that very famous place. Anyway. Tom fell asleep. He's not telling us anything anymore. But here's, you know who this is how long, not only how long ago was this, but this to give you an idea of a pop culture. Who opened for Leon Russell? He was the main guy. He had to pay the ticket to see Leon Russell. We're going to see Leon Russell tonight and the band. Really? Yeah. Okay. Great. Who's opening? I don't know. Some English guy, Elton John. Yeah, isn't that something? I saw Elton John opening for somebody. Okay, move on.
That's crazy. Gwen Ifill, who I loved from PBS for some reason.
Oh yeah, of course.
An award-winning journalist. Yeah. She was quite the person. Yeah. This one to me nobody mentioned, you know, out there in social media land.
No.
But I actually was watching a PBS show when I heard she had died and thought, oh, that's sad. It was, it was not sudden. I believe it was cancer.
Yes, it was. It was, yes. Anthony Brooklier, a professional Los Angeles attorney, went from defending his father, a mob boss, I should know this guy, to representing celebrities, corrupt businessmen, drug kingpins, and the Hollywood madam, Heidi Fleiss. I don't know him, but I should have.
We don't know him, but we love him. Good night.
Go,
Denton Cooley was dubbed Dr. Wonderful by the media. A Texas surgeon performed the first successful heart transplant in the U.S. and the world's first implantation of a wholly artificial heart. And he also founded the Texas Heart Institute. So he was quite the heart guy.
Dr. Cooley? Excuse me, are you a proctologist? It's a bad joke, I know.
It is.
Because a lot of people don't know, but my mother always called my ass a coolie. That is the name of my next book.
It's a great book.
Okay. Florence Henderson, everybody knows her from everything, right?
She was, yes, Carol Brady from the Brady Bunch and then other things after. She was a dirty woman.
Was she?
I think so. I've heard a lot of dirty stories.
Well, we'll talk about that another time.
But that's in a good way.
As we go, we got to zip through December, but you know, that's okay because aside from the weird ones, everyone knows about December.
That's right. That's true.
So we know, just passed off. Fidel Castro died right before December, and right at the beginning of December, D mentioned this name.
That's right. We had Jayaram Jayalalitha, the hugely popular South Indian actress who later turned to politics and became the highest elected official in Tamil Nadu.
What the heck? Oh, sorry, that's my mic. She was 68. Greg Lake of Emerson, Lake and Palmer. He was 69. A lot of those guys going. Remember this guy, John Glenn.
John Glenn, yes, he was an astronaut, in case you didn't know.
He also ran for president, and I once predicted he would be president. How wrong I could be. Mm-hmm. This guy, I haven't heard either, Dr. Heimlich. When Dr. Heimlich died, and the jokes were just streaming, right?
Absolutely.
Just too bad. Yeah.
But he didn't die of choking.
No, he did not choke to death. He was 96. So, you know, that's always like the guys who came up with the simple things, like even if they were stupid, like a pet rock, of course, that's stupid. But this guy came up with this thing. How did no one think of this all the centuries before? Right?
And now he has, you know, he's got a maneuver named after him.
Yes, that's unbelievable. Awesome. How many people have maneuvers? Lawrence
Not
Colburn.
A lot of people. Lawrence Colburn, yeah.
Helicopter gunner who did what? What did he do?
He helped end the slaughter, which at first, the reason I added him to this list, I missed a word. And I thought he helped slaughter hundreds of unarmed Vietnamese civilians.
Oh,
but indeed, he helped end the slaughter of such civilians.
My life. Yeah.
In the My Lai on March 16th, 1968. He was 67, only 67. But you know, war does that to people.
Yes. How did Zsa Zsa hit you?
Zsa Zsa hit me, and she was 99, so it was well timed. Because she was, and actually, the first thing that came to mind was I wonder if anyone told her about anything that was going on. Because the last time we heard of Zsa Zsa, she was being like shrouded in her hospital room for years when people didn't tell her news because they didn't want her to die.
She said something I'll always remember. See, I got a line from her. She said, I'm a great housekeeper.
Oh, yes.
And every time I divorce a man, I keep his house.
Absolutely. Which is a good way of going about things.
Alan Thicke died. We know that. We're not going to get into that. Someday I'll do an entire Thicke story and maybe Tom can do it too.
Good guy.
I'm sorry. The guy. I
was
just
he a good guy.
I don't know what he did.
Okay. I guess
you know
we'll
what
have
I mean?
To wait for the show.
Yeah, I'll have
I
to
just
wait.
Always thought there was something about him that just didn't strike me.
There probably maybe are, and I don't have any dirty stories. It's just so. I don't know. I mean, okay. Joseph Muscolo. Okay.
Was Stefano De Mira in Days of Our Lives. I loved this guy. He was like so evil and fun.
Okay. No, we got some weird ones here. So we got to, let's get him in here. Susan Wolf Duvall, Lutheran pastor.
Duck Edwing was an American cartoonist. He drew for Mad Magazine.
Oh, yeah. The duck.
Yes, and Joey Boots, he was Baba Booey on the Howard Stern Show. I didn't know that, and recently
he's the original Baba Booey, huh? Oh, wait a second. That kid? That guy is dead?
That kid, yeah, that guy, yeah.
Oh, gee, I didn't even know that was him. I knew him by Baba Booey.
This was right around when George Michael died, so I think it just got shrouded.
I didn't know that guy died.
That's the guy.
Wow. What did he die of,
I don't know. Okay. He was very unhealthy.
Oh wow, that's something. We could have done a half hour. Could we have done a half hour just on you talking about George Michael? Because I had no idea they would do so much about this guy. I didn't even know. I had no idea.
I know him well, and I loved all his music, especially the older stuff, but that's all I have to say about
that. Okay. Carrie Fisher and Debbie Reynolds, we know, and that is, and wow, we did this right to the moment.
Under the wire.
Of this.
Of this roll call this from the Bone Garden.
There you go. Trumpet, Tom Savino, for those of you listening live, is next, and boy, we'll have, G will be back in Y2K plus 17. You'll come on the show. We'll find something else.
We're going to live. We're going to make this.
Yeah, we're going to do some other stuff, but we don't always have to talk about people dying. We celebrate our lives and everything. Thank you again for a wonderful show. I'll be sending it to you shortly.
Yes, and we'll be posting it on juicetotalk.com.
It'll be all over the place. Okay, so good night, Dee, good night, Mrs. Ernstwhile, wherever you may be located. And I'm going to hang up now so I can get... I'll talk to you there.
Have a lovely evening.
Okay. I said good night to Mrs. Ernstwhile. She died whenever she died. Coming up... What on your local stations? I hope it's Savino Veritas. If it's not, it's another show, and listen to it or go listen to Tom live. He's coming up. Well, that's it. Those are the people. That's what happened, and we mourn them all, even the ones we didn't like that much. My name is Frank Cotolo, man whose name adorns the title of the show. I'll be leaving you now, handing you over to a more fine broadcasting. We've talked a lot, but right now I have nothing more to say.